Sports Central. US Sport.
And let's talk some American sport with the man, the sports god himself, Dave Smith. Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Dave, what's up? How are you?
Very good. Now, the Chargers, there was a lot of talk there at one stage of the three teams looking like they were relocating to Los Angeles, and the Chargers are one of them, but they're staying in San Diego.
Well, just for 1 year. They have 1 year to make up their minds whether they want to stay there or not, so they've decided to play a final year in San Diego, but they've also come to a deal in L.A. to share the Inglewood Stadium with the Los Angeles Rams, who will be coming to Los Angeles. So they've come to a deal in principle in L.A., so I think, Kevin, they are using that as leverage now to go back to the taxpayers of San Diego and try to extort some taxpayer money for a new stadium, because that's the whole holdup here. They prefer to stay in San Diego, but they don't want to build the stadium with their own money. They want taxpayer funding. So now this is an extra hammer to hold over the head of the people in San Diego.
So how do they go about extorting that money out of the taxpayers?
Well, just the threat to leave. You know, that they gamble is, you know, that we've been here for 50 years. We have a loyal fan base. They love their Chargers, and they love going to the games, and they will do anything to keep us. Now, it's a dangerous gamble, but they don't have too much to lose now because they have a deal with L.A., and the only problem is, though, Kevin, they'll be sharing the stadium with the Rams in Inglewood, and the Chargers don't have a fan base up here in Los Angeles. Nobody cares about the Chargers, and the Rams' owner owns the stadium, so their landlord will be the owner of another NFL team, and you know, they'll be second-class citizens. They'll be like the Clippers here compared to the Lakers forever. So if I were them, I'd try and stay in San Diego. They got the whole market to themselves. The fan loves them. The whole area down there loves them. They'll be a non-entity in Los Angeles, irrelevant if they move here.
So they'll play this season in San Diego, and that I guess hanging over their head is if they don't get the money in this 2016 year, then they will nip off to LA in 2017.
Yep, they've been trying for 15 years to extort some taxpayer money, and that's the reason we haven't had an NFL team here in 20 years, Kevin. It's because the NFL owners and the National Football League tried and tried and tried to get taxpayer money out of us, and we're just not going to do it. We don't believe in corporate welfare here in Southern California. We have a lot of other things to do, so we say, hey, you know what, you billionaire owners, build your own stadium. And finally, Stan Kroenke, the owner of the Rams, went to Inglewood. He bought the property, and he's building the stadium with his own money, so that's why we're getting a team.
What's the state of the San Diego Stadium?
Oh, it's falling apart. It's been there since the early 60s, and they desperately need a new stadium. So I just don't understand why Dean Spanos is a billionaire, the guy who owns the Chargers. Build your own stadium. The franchise values are going up, but it's in the billions of dollars. You're still going to be rich. You're still going to be a billionaire. So just I don't understand why he can't build his own stadium. Why does he want the city of San Diego to fork over $500 million?
You can see where there's, as a business person, you can see where there's a reason to try and get some of that money there to offset your charges, for want of a bad pun there. But, it does seem when they're multi-rich that they shouldn't be sticking their hand out.
Yeah, a lot of these rich guys get rich using other people's money. That's why, and there's been precedent all over the United States where people are so desperate for an NFL team, they'll raise their own taxes. So, yeah, they figure, well, you know, why should I pay for it if I can get some public money here?
Yeah, it makes sense. Have they got a site for a new stadium, or would they just knock the current one down and build there?
They might do that, but then there's also in the Mission District in San Diego. It's very, very expensive property where they wanted to build a new stadium, and the city was kind of against giving them that because it's in the best part of town on expensive property, and the Chargers wanted that for free. They wanted the city to gift it to them to build a new stadium out, so that was another roadblock.
Oh, jeez. They don't ask for much.
This is the NFL. You know, with Houston, you know, the taxpayers funded the entire stadium for the Houston Texans, and there's a lot of suckers around the United States who fork over taxpayer money to build their own stadiums. Fortunately, In California here, we have the initiative process, Kevin, which means if you want taxpayer funds for a stadium, it's got to go on the ballot. So, and the NFL knows it'll be 90 to 10 against on the ballot anybody who wants taxpayer money for a stadium. So that's why they pretty much given up trying, unless it's the city themselves giving them the money.
My memories of being in San Diego is a beautiful city. I loved Mission Beach. It was fantastic. But I also remember an awful lot of beggars in the streets.
Yeah, San Diego is an absolutely beautiful place. And that's pretty much everywhere. You go to downtown L.A., all over L.A., there's homeless people begging for money all over the place. And San Francisco and pretty much all over the country now. It's become kind of an epidemic.
Now, the Pro Bowl's on this weekend, Dave. Does anyone care?
No.
Right, thought so.
Absolutely no interest. It's a complete waste of time. The players don't want to be there. They pretty much play flag football. It's a non-contact sport when they play in the Pro Bowl. And they go there and drink and have fun and have a good time and party. Then they go out and go through the motions. The game should be canceled. Nobody cares. I've never watched a Pro Bowl, as a matter of fact, in my entire life. So I say send the players over there, have some skills competitions, have some fun, you know, have them race against each other, but forget the football game. Nobody cares, and it's a waste of time.
And it's a real letdown in terms of the build, helping the build up to Super Bowl next week.
Yeah, for some reason they used to play the Pro Bowl the week after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now, I guess with their infinite wisdom, Roger Goodell thought that it would create more interest putting it in the middle week, which has not been the case. So, you know, and I tell you what, if I owned a franchise, none of my players would play in the Pro Bowl. You can find me all you want. It's not worth it getting one of them hurt for a meaningless game that nobody cares about.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's nice to have like a team of the year type arrangement and to name a team of the year, but then for them to play each other is, as you quite rightly point out.
You know what they used to have years ago, Kevin? It was great. It was called the College All-Star Game. Right when the summer started, the exhibition football season. They'd have all the best players who were coming out of college going into the NFL, the senior class of college players, and they'd form an all-star team, and they'd play a game against the Super Bowl champions. That would be the first exhibition game of the year. So last year it would have been the New England Patriots against the college all-stars. They used to play that every year. Now, that created a lot of interest and got a big audience. I wish they'd bring that back.
All right. That's a pretty good idea, actually. I like
that.
Now, what's the build-up to the Super Bowl? It appears that everyone's looking for the fairy tale ending for Peyton Manning.
Yeah, but me too. I mean, I would love to see Peyton Manning, if he is going to retire, he hasn't said yet, to go out a winner and a Super Bowl champion, especially, Kevin, a month ago, his career seemed to be over. Brock Osweiler was the new quarterback. He was hurt. He wasn't playing. And evidently, he wasn't going to play in the playoffs. And from that point, he's back, and he's taken in the two wins and the Super Bowl. So I'm hoping he lives. I don't think they will. I like Carolina here, but I'm certainly pulling for Peyton Manning, one of the classiest and nicest guys ever in American sports, to come out with a Super Bowl championship. The public, though, the betting line's gone from 3.5 Carolina to Carolina favored by 5.5 in the last 2 days. So all the money's coming in on the Panthers right now. They've moved that line by 2 points already.
It's an interesting quarterback duel, isn't it? Because you've got, on the one hand, as you quite rightly point out, Mr. Nice Guy himself. And on the other end, for Carolina, you've got a bloke who acts more like a rap star or a rock star than he does a quarterback.
Yeah, and Cam Newton. Cam Newton is by far the best player in the NFL this year. He'll win the MVP. And I know Peyton's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, but it's an advantage for Carolina at quarterback in this Super Bowl. And, you know, credit to Cam Newton and the fact that going into this year, Kevin, he was just known as a great athlete back at quarterback, and he brought back the pass. And he wasn't an accurate thrower, and he didn't make good decisions downfield, but he was a great athlete. He could run and make plays. But, boy, this year you could tell he's done his film work. He's done his study. He's become an elite pocket quarterback now, sitting back there and picking receivers out and throwing accurately. He's improved 100% this year over the rest of his career throwing the football. So now what do you do? Because he can beat you running and he can beat you throwing. He's a nightmare now.
Has that been to do with an improvement in their defensive line as well?
Their defense is outstanding at Carolina. And now the offense, with the maturity of Cam Newton and his ability to throw the ball now compared – you know, combined with that defense, Cam has become a very, very dangerous. And he reminds me a little bit of Steph Curry, you know, the player with the Warriors now. The fact that he can beat you brilliantly shooting from the outside, and he can also get to the rim and pass to his teammates. That's kind of the way Cam is now, the way he can run and throw.
Well, look forward to talking to you next Saturday about the Super Bowl itself. We'll spend some time going through that next Saturday. Dave, thank you very much for your time once again.
Hi, Kevin. Anytime.